like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
It's the last Saturday of August. I can't believe it. Can you believe it?
I can't either. No.
It's Garden Talk live at KSRO. Good morning, all. I'm Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. Ready to take your calls in just a few minutes. What's going right? What's going wrong in your garden? This is the place. This is ground zero for Garden Talk information in real time, not pre-recorded, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 o'clock. And we're so glad you've chosen KSRO to entertain you on Saturday morning. Speaking of entertaining, there's no one more entertaining in the world of food than Dennis Dunn, the market spokesperson for the original Certified Farmers Market, taking place now at the Luther Burbank Center, just a little bit east of River Road. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. How are you guys?
Fine.
Good.
How have you started your morning?
Just with a cup of coffee so far. I haven't decided what I want to eat yet.
Well, sure. I don't believe him anymore, actually.
I'm sure he has his menu all figured out already. Well, get us started in the world of fruits and vegetables, please.
Well, I thought we'd talk about stuffing stuff because all the stuff you need to stuff stuff is here at the market.
Oh, good idea.
So, mushrooms. You can always stuff mushrooms. You can get mushrooms from Duncan's Mushrooms or Sam at Bohemian Garden. You can make, a bread stuffing for them. You could do a meat stuffing for them, but we can get to the meats and stuff for stuffing later. So mushrooms at Duncan's and Sam's. Lots of bell peppers. Pick your color. If you want a little bit sweeter, you can stuff some red bell peppers. If you want a little bit more tart, you can stuff some green bell peppers or yellow bell peppers. You can actually, so there's plenty of bell peppers here. You can core out tomatoes and do like a shrimp stuffing with tomatoes. So there's tons of tomatoes. I mean, I know I've mentioned it before, but this is the time to come to the market because the colors and everything is so vibrant. It's visually great.
Yeah. Gwen just brought me another carton of tomatoes from her garden, and I'm making sauce and I'm dehydrating tomatoes this weekend.
Oh, I've got so many sun golds. I think I'm going to start, throwing them at people. I don't know if I'm ever going to grow sun golds again. Cabbage is another thing you can stuff. Not only can you stuff the leaves, you can also take a whole cabbage head, leave the core on, and score it crossways. Make in both directions so it opens up like a flower, and then you can brown some burger or some chorizo and put it into the crevices that you've made and then put it in the oven and cook it up.
Sounds great.
Wow.
There's lots of stuff. Oh, zucchini. Zucchini boats are great. Take a big zucchini, hollow it out, seed it out, make a little, make it look almost like a little canoe. Slice it lengthwise and stuff that with shrimp or whatever meat you want to stuff it with. So lots of stuff to stuff.
Eggplants,
another one. We can do that too, but I'd always salt the eggplant first to release some of the liquid. Because if not, it gets kind of mushy. The texture gets kind of funky for me anyway.
Yeah.
So I would always salt them first. So away from stuffing, there's still lots of local corn here today. Beets, Kohlrabi is in pretty heavy right now. It's singing frog, beautiful carrots. Avocados. It's pretty vibrant. Like I said, it's nice today.
And what about the fruit world?
Well, the fruit world, I've learned something new every day. I'm getting into Gwen's realm now. From Walker Apples, I found out that there's not one, not two, but three varieties of Gravenstein.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you're late to the party.
Who knew? I just thought a Gravenstein was a Gravenstein, but no, there's three different kinds, and she's got two of them today.
Fantastic. Barry?
Which is always wonderful. And again, the window is so short on the Gravensteins, folks come down and get them while they're hot.
Great. What about berries?
There's some strawberries at Williamson Farms, and then Sebastopol Berry, Alma's manning the booth, and she has Chester blackberry, orange raspberries, red raspberries, variety packs, blackberries, all beyond strawberries, and she has some Asian pears as well.
I was going to ask about pears. Yeah, good.
Lots of stone fruit still, peaches, pluots, plums, nectarines, apricots, tons of that stuff.
Marvelous. Fruits and vegetables all taken care of. Moving on to Carnivore Corner.
As I already mentioned, you can get, for stuffing, you can get shrimp from Anna's. My suggestion, if you're going to use shrimp for stuffing, is to put it in the food processor and pulse them a couple times and get it to, you know, the consistency of hamburger or something, and then you can season however you want to. And like I said, stuff zucchini. You can stuff tomatoes. Peppers. So Anna Seafood is here. Heather is here. Heather's Meats. I got some Korean short ribs from her the other night. They're delicious. I don't know if she's got her discount bin out tonight, today, but I know she just did a fairly recent harvest of beef, so it's fairly fresh. Cheese-wise, Two Rocks is here, and Joe Maddow's Cheese is here. Not only do they have two kinds of cheese today, they have three kinds. They have their 3-month, their 9-month, and their 12-month age St. George's cheese. I've fallen in absolute love with their cheese, so come down and see them.
Marvelous. And so we got seafood, poultry, everything taken care of in the world of meats, and then on to Carb Court.
I will say, like I said, I haven't eaten anything yet, but I did go by and stop by Dominique. She's got Gravenstein apple pies. Ooh. She has mixed berry pies. She has her chocolate croissants, her regular croissants, beef pasties, bacon Twizzlers, her usual stuff. Carl's manning the booth today at Cousteau's, so you can come and get morning buns and some sort of tarts. Cinnamon walnut bread, the regular crusty sourdoughs and French breads, excuse me, and as I've mentioned before, some of the best English muffins that money can buy. Full Circle is here with their muffins and sliced breads and cheese breads. Raymond's is here with their little pizzas and lemon tarts. The walnut tart is like my favorite thing from them, plus their salted sourdough. And I think that's it and the cookies. California Cookie Company is here, like I said, with dinner plate sized cookies.
Every baked good you'd ever want. On to prepared restaurant style foods.
Prepared foods. You can get a Kai bowl from the smoothie guy. His smoothies are all set up and ready to go. The Green Grocer is here. I think I might go for a breakfast sandwich from the Green Grocer. Ali's Kitchen with their tacos, burritos, tacos, burritos, and sandwiches, and Mi Fiesta with tamales and enchiladas and chili rellenos.
Man, oh man, what's on the bill de fare at the Dunn Brothers Sausage Emporium?
He went back to basics this week again. We have two Italian sausages, a spicy and a mild. We have Michoacan-style chorizo, some breakfast sausage, and I have two jars left. I have a yellow mustard with green onion, and I have a Creole mustard with honey and horseradish.
Wow. And what do we have for noshing and strolling music today?
Straw Hat. They're great. It's a mom and her two kids. They've played before. They're great. They're fun to listen to.
Straw Hat. That's one I haven't heard of before. Sounds marvelous. Yeah. So do you got
fun.
Do you have your Labor Day barbecue already figured out, Dennis, what you're going to serve next week?
Well, not yet, but I do have to mention that Leon Day is back after a brief absence, so I will probably get some kind of marinade for Leon and marinate a chunk of beef.
Uh-huh.
Leon's got all the hot sauces, all the sauces that you would ever need for a barbecue or any occasion. He's got a sauce for everything.
It's all happening. It's the peak of summer right now. You can find it all at the original Certified Farmers Market, our longest running year-round farm market since 1968. It is a tradition here in Sonoma County. If you haven't made it your tradition, why don't you start today, 8:30 to 1 o'clock at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the River Road exit. Look for the white billowing tents. Lots of friendly faces. You'll make new friends. You'll run into neighbors there. It's the community meeting place. If you can't make it today, there's always the midweek market. That's Wednesday, 8:30 to 1 o'clock. We'll talk to you next Labor Day weekend, Dennis.
Thanks, Steve and Gwen. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Lagunitas is here, too, with their benefits, so all the proceeds from their beer sales come right back to the market. So come down and see the Lagunitas guys.
I'll have a cold one at the end of the market on me.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Bye, Take Dennis.
Care. Dennis Dunn from the original Certified Farmers Market. Man, I always am hungry.
And I always get some good ideas, cooking ideas and things to buy.
Well, he's a great cook. He's a wonderful cook. We'll take a break at that point. We'll come back and we'll talk to listeners. What about that idea today? Yeah, this is a wonderful idea to talk with our beautiful listeners out there in Radioland at 636-1350. That's all there is to it, to give a call to Gwen Kilcher, who is live in the studio today. As always, she's always live in the studio. She writes the popular Plant Doctor column with Dana Lozano. That column appears in our local Press Democrat newspaper the first and third Saturdays of every single month, and has been writing that column for over 25 years. She's a master gardener, grows an infinite number of plants and on other things, raises chickens and eggs and rides horses. She's the whole package on her 2.5 acres north of Santa Rosa and loves to answer gardening questions. So put her to the test. Throw something at her today at 636-1350. Or remember, you can always shoot us an email if you're working answering emails today. Shoot us a question that way. Or if you're out in the garden, snap a photo and send that to us. It's been a great boon to us being able to diagnose and answer your questions by having pictures available to us. We'll go right to your calls. No one on hold at this moment when we return. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Sun damage? Facial veins? Fine lines and wrinkles? Dr. Walter Tom and his highly trained cosmetic laser nurse specialist can help.
The key to helping a patient is listening. What's really motivating them to come into our office?
Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center of Santa Rosa has offered laser skin care for over 15 years. With many different lasers to choose from, he'll develop a customized program just for you, minimizing downtime and producing real results. And with Dr. Tom, your skin consultation is free. Yes, you can look younger by Monday.
We now have lasers that create amazing improvements in the skin.
Dr. Walter Tom is a proud diplomat of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and a leader in introducing new technology to the North Bay. For your free consultation, call 542-8346 or visit the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center at 70 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa and online at laserandvein.com.
You've always wanted the perfect space outside for your family, but who do you call? Since 1984, Sonoma County Sunrooms has been providing outdoor improvements for families to enjoy their backyards all year long. You may be thinking,
how much will it cost? How long will it take? How can I afford something like that?
Well, now may be the right time to increase value while adding usable space. With a monthly payment option, your outdoor room is closer than you think.
Hi, I'm David with Sonoma County Sunrooms, your authorized Four Seasons Sunrooms dealer right here in Santa Rosa. Our sunrooms, patio covers, and retractable awnings create the perfect place for your backyard recreation. If you're in the market for home improvements, considering expansion on your new build or existing home, call SoCo Sun today. and schedule a design consultation to find out the best options for you.
Sonoma County Sunrooms, your full-service design center located on Santa Rosa Avenue. Online at SoCoSun.com. Sonoma County Sunrooms. Design, installations, remodeling.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/try. That's ZipRecruiter.com/try.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. PG&E will make the scene safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO greenhouse, it is Steve Gardner, that would be me, and Gwen Kilcher. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning again, Steve.
Oh, nice to see you this morning.
Oh, you too. You too, bright and chipper.
I was over at the farmer's market this morning at about 8:15, 8:20, and I wandered into the vet's building, and guess what I saw?
You saw the bonsai show going on, starting?
The guys were there feverishly setting up the bonsai for the 35th annual Bonsai Show, the Redwood Empire Bonsai Society. Maybe you caught the show last week. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. We had some beautiful bonsai in the KSRO greenhouse. That was just wonderful that Art Kopecky brought in, former president of the Bonsai Society. And the show, if you didn't hear the show last week, it's free. Not only the show is free, but the bonsai show, our show is free, and the bonsai show is free too. Today and tomorrow, the show opens at 10 o'clock this morning and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, closes at 5 today and 4 tomorrow, featuring bonsai master Kathy Shaner. She'll do her demonstration both days. You know, she was the first woman ordained by the Japanese Bonsai Society anywhere in the world, lives in the South Bay, and comes up for this show. She's very inspirational. You can talk with her, and if you have a bonsai question, of course, you'll have the greatest assortment of experts all under one roof and the largest bonsai exhibit anywhere in California. And they say the largest in the country. Mm-hmm. The Santa Rosa Show, supposedly the largest bonsai show in the country. There'll be exhibits in the vendors where you can buy bonsai. There's a auction. There's an auction today and tomorrow, too. Free admission. Free admission and parking, and there's a refreshments at the Bonsai Cafe.
And watch the demonstration by Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy will be doing demonstration from 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
How to do
How
bonsai.
To.
Yeah.
So don't miss it. It's at the Vets Building right here in Santa Rosa, the 35th annual Bonsai Show.
I remember Art saying that there were exhibitors that bring their bonsai plants in from all over the country. They just drive them out and put them in big U-Haul trucks or something, and they're going to be some substantial specimens out there that are one of a kind, of course, and never to be seen again.
Mary Ann had emailed us a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Steve and Gwen. I have this quince that's growing in my garden. I don't have any idea what it is, but I think it grows in the Luther Burbank Gardens area because I live in that neighborhood. Would you have any idea what this possibly could be? And Rachel Spaeth, the garden curator for the Luther Burbank Gardens, wrote us back saying, well, Steve and Gwen, it's going to be hard because we have 9 varieties of quince growing in the garden. Is it possible for her to take a photo of that and send it to you? You can forward it on to me. So Marianne did that, took some beautiful photos of the quince, and then we forwarded it on to Rachel. And Rachel this week wrote back, hi, Steve and Gwen. It looks like she has a Van Diemen quince, V-A-N-D-E-M-A-N, introduced by Luther Burbank in 1893. They require very little care. We never fertilize ours, and it produces a bumper crop every year. They have a tendency to send up root sprouts from the base. I would suggest a little supplemental water through the summer, so but no additional water in the winter. Pruning for shape and size is fine. If the older branches develop galls, they could cut them out and let the younger branches flourish. New trees can be made by digging up any of the suckers with a little root and repotting them. I've also found that to be a super easy to care for tree. So this is really great news.
That's perfect. It's exactly what Marianne needed to hear.
And I remember when the rare fruit growers were on back in 2014, the quince was the California rare fruit tree of the year. So they really were trying to promote planting quinces because mm-hmm. they're a beautiful specimen mm-hmm. tree. And like Rachel's saying, they really require very little care. Mm-hmm. And cooking, I like the flavor of quince. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to cook them for hours. Actually, if you stew them on the top of the stove for about 15, 20 minutes in a little water or apple juice, they cook beautifully. And I like them a great deal.
My father-in-law makes a lot of jams and jellies out of quince because he has a few quince trees. And also he puts a few on the table in a bowl and it fragrances the room.
Yeah, they have such a natural perfume.
Yeah, but it's not a fruit that you can just bite into like an apple. That's the only thing about it. It has to be cooked somehow.
People use them in their sock and dainty drawers to perfume drawers in Victorian times. I know that too.
Until they start rotting. And what?
And you know, another good thing about it, they're so fertile. You don't need a pollinator for the quince either.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, you
got. And there's, as Rachel said, once they're established, really don't need to do much at all. I know a friend that has several of them on her Sebastopol property, and they just produce year in, year out, mm-hmm. beautiful trees. She just loves them, and they're a great addition. And they seem to be rather resistant to most pests and diseases. And at least hers has not fallen prey to so many of the things that affect apples.
Yeah. That's true.
And if you're ever up in Oregon, they have the largest collection of quinces in the country. There's a display of quinces up in the Portland area.
Oh, Portland? Out there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, remember, this is not the flowering quince.
Right.
Some people just still get that confused.
Right, right. That's a shrub. This quince flower, the fruiting quince is a tree.
Yep.
So, yeah, big difference. Although the flowering quince do, or they can, make some little fruits, but they're smaller, much smaller than the fruiting quince, and they are edible, but you need an awful lot of those compared to the fruiting quince to make any jams or jellies or whatnot.
Rachel goes on to say, here's my favorite recipe for quince, in case anyone needs to know what to do with them, and it's called quince membrillo, and membrillo is a Spanish word for paste. It's a very popular dish in Spain. It's used but usually on a appetizer plate or a dessert plate that's served with other fruits or cheeses. It's really lovely. And all you need are three ingredients, quince, water, and sugar. You peel and quarter the quince. It's better to peel them because it's a lot prettier. Cover the fruit with water, boil until soft, remove the seeds and mash the fruit, and then strain to remove the excess water. Pardon me. She lets hers drip for up to a day. She combines the quince mash with an equal portion of sugar by weight, and then she literally stands on a scale with the quince and then again with the sugar to dial in the portions, brings to a low boil using a candy thermometer to keep it at about 125 till the mixture gets very thick. Pour it into a baking sheet that's either greased or lined with parchment paper. Use either a low-temp oven, a food hydrator to finish it off, and the end product will no longer be sticky on the surface, and you can let it air dry, but that takes a lot longer. And as she mentions, enjoys it with potent cheeses and some crackers, and try not to eat it all by yourself. And I think that's probably what she does, and that's why she included
that. That sounds really good.
So if a very, very thorough answer.
If I had quince, I would try that.
So there you have it, and we'll email her back. We'll email Marianne and let her know that the answer is the Van Diemen quince, the one that she has, in case she didn't catch the show today.
Yeah.
Okay. We will take a break at the bottom of the hour, and we can go to your calls after the news at 636-1350. Or if you want to shoot us an email, anything to do with the world of plants is what we talk about for two full hours every Saturday morning, live at KSRO.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
At Bigham's 1 Hour Heating and Air, we know that homeowners can feel overwhelmed when needing to replace essential home comfort systems. we have a plan to reduce your stress and help you invest. You might be surprised to know that there are rebates up to $3,000 as well as tax credits up to 30% on Bigham's proprietary hybrid heating and cooling systems. These systems literally pay you when installed in your home. We do all the work submitting paperwork so that you can sit back and take full advantage of these rebates and tax credits. It's rare that these incentives would overlap in the way that they do right now, so don't wait. Tune it up or change it out. Call 844-5-TUNE-UP. Local, reliable, Bigham's 1 hour, 844-5-TUNE-UP. Get your existing AC running like a top for only $49, 844-5-TUNE-UP or 844-5-TUNE-UP.com.
Every Friday, get to Party on the Plaza Music Series at the Rodent Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Pointless Sisters Rockin' Show Band. Enjoy a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, live music, and a kids area. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rotor Park Expressway. Organized by Amaturo Sonoma Media in partnership with the City of Rotor Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resort in Rotor Park and Santa Rosa. Offering obedience training, agility training, daycare, and dog, cat, and small animal boarding too. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. So come party on the plaza with the Pointless Sisters Rocket Show Band.
It's Paradise Pet Resort.
The Shutterbug.
Life is fleeting. Special moments pass us by in a flash. Soccer goals, dance recitals, colorful sunsets over the ocean. For 50 years, Shutterbug Camera Shops on Santa Rosa Avenue has taught you how to capture those fleeting moments. And it all comes with expertise. Shutterbug Camera Shops and you, capturing a lifetime of special moments. ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Shutterbug, old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Fresh picked summer veggies and fruits, locally produced honeys, jams, and cheese, direct from the dock seafood, locally raised meats, and breakfast, lunch, or dinner prepared on the spot or baked fresh for you to enjoy at your local community farmers markets. From Kenwood to Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, Cotati, Petaluma, and Novato, get your produce and more from your local farmers. This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $50 gift certificate for only $25. Buy online at MySonomaDeals.com. MySonomaDeals.com.
Pope Francis in Ireland today addressing the sexual abuse scandals that have plagued the church, saying the failure of the church to adequately address these repugnant crimes, his words, has rightly given rise to outrage and remains a source of pain and shame for the Catholic community. This week, President Trump saying in an interview that Attorney General Jeff Sessions never took control of the Justice Department after his appointment.
Sessions typically ignores the president's attacks, but this time he's pushing back in a statement saying, I took control of the Department of Justice the day I was sworn in. While I am Attorney General, the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. End quote.
ABC's Pierre Thomas in Washington, on the campus of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
We are the people. Yeah. A little bit louder.
Counter-protesters facing a pro-Confederate group after the toppling of the Silent Sam statue. That statue depicting a Confederate soldier. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny skies today before back to partly cloudy skies. Today topping out at 79, 61 on the coast. Mostly clear tonight, low 49, 51 on the shores. Tomorrow partly cloudy at 77, 61 in Bodega Bay. Few clouds still for Monday at 76, 63 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Steve and Gwen, as always, hosting the show, and you can join the conversation anytime you'd like. No one on hold at this moment. 636-1350 if you have a gardening question or two or three. Transitioning from summer to fall, maybe you're looking for some fall color, some fall vegetables to start planting now, improving your soil, amending your soil. Maybe you have a bug or fungal problem that you just can't eradicate. You're being overrun by rats from the neighbors. 636-1350. We probably have assisted other listeners with the same questions over the 30-plus years. Or you can shoot us an email. It might be easier for you. steve@ksro.com. And then you can, of course, always attach a photo or two. Not of the rats, but of plants that you might like identified. So we would like to plant some type of color accent tree for the fall. That's what we would like to do in the yard. Do you have any possible suggestions for us?
Well, first of all, at this time, Steve, why don't you just wait until the trees start turning color? So then you know what color you're going to get with that tree. Like Chinese pistache trees, they come in like so those. Many shades of yellowy, orangey, reddish, burgundy kind of mixtured colors. So if you want one that has more of a red color instead of an orangey color, wait until the trees are turning color or in full color. And that way you will get that color that you want. Okay. And that goes with any tree that changes color in the fall because there's so many variations. Even with crepe myrtles, you know, the tiny little leaves that they have, they change color in the fall. But some, again, are more yellowy. Some are more have a reddish tone to them. So pick the spot out where you want to plant it. Get the soil prepared. So for any fall planting or even, you know, for bare root season, if you want to plant grapes or berries or fruit trees or whatever, start getting your soil prepared now. Add some organic matter, work it into the soil, put some more organic matter on top of the soil so it's like a mulch and you can keep that covered. And then when the bare root season starts in January or so, your soil's ready to go. You just dig a hole, stick your plants in the ground, and there you go.
We had good years ago when we lived in the junior college neighborhood, the city of Santa Rosa did median strip improvement. And one of the trees that they chose that you could choose from was, flowering maple was one. And Chinese pistache was another one that you could choose for the front of your house. And we chose Chinese pistache. And we loved those trees.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful.
It needs room to grow.
Yeah.
People think that's a small tree, and then they're surprised when they put it in their backyard near the patio.
You know, the other one was? The other, I'm just remembering this from 30 years. Aristocrat pear.
Oh, geez. Those ornamental pears.
Yeah.
Live fast, die young trees.
That's what happened.
I call them.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
They have such a poor branching structure, and if you don't stay on top of the pruning to develop a good framework to the tree, forget it.
I wonder why the city chose that as one of the several.
Why did they choose sycamores and liquid ambers to put in the median strips? And now when the sidewalks are coming up, then the homeowners, unfortunately, are responsible for taking down the trees and repairing the sidewalks.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Well, but Chinese pistache, that was always a favorite of ours.
Yeah,
so that may be one we might look at.
Or any of the maples. Not Japanese maples, even though they turn color, but your...
Well, we have Japanese maples in the courtyard, and those do very well. They get some shade during the day, and they've done very well over the last 15 years or so. But this will be out in the front, full sun exposure.
Yeah, you know, go to the nurseries. I mean, even Urban Tree Farm, there are so many trees out there that, you know, we all pick the same ones. You see so many crepe myrtles, you see so many Chinese pistache and maples. Okay, go see what else is out there that nobody else has that will work in that situation. I'm remembering somewhere in the back of my head, Katsura tree that I think it turns red. I have to look that one up, but I haven't heard about that tree in a while, and I'm in the same boat. I want a beautiful fall coloring tree for along my driveway to block a certain area, and I haven't had the time to look up that tree, but yeah.
In our gardens, we just planted...
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
I know what would be a nice one for you. What's the common name? Dang. Sour gum, maybe?
Oh.
Tupelo? Nyssa. Nyssa. Nyssa sylvatica.
Okay.
that turns red. It can be like a multi-trunk tree, and it's not very big, but it turns kind of like a yellowish color, and then it starts turning red, and it's absolutely beautiful.
I would go with
that tree.
Okay.
Well, check it out. You don't have to go with it, but look up Nissa sylvatica.
Spell it again.
N as in Nancy, Y-S-S-A, sylvatica. And it goes by a few, Tupelo, sour gum, something like that.
Okay.
A few different common names, but it's a beautiful tree. Has lots of small branches, very graceful. I have that in my driveway.
I was describing to Gwen an experience that I had just yesterday driving down Highway 12 towards Sonoma, between Santa Rosa and Sonoma. And as I was driving, I looked over to my left where the vineyards were. And I said, oh my gosh, there's people flying kites in the middle of the vineyards. This is unbelievable, just out of the corner of my eye. This is amazing. And then I went another mile or two and I saw them again. I thought, wait a second. They're kind of hovering. Maybe it's drones. Maybe drones. That's what it was. And then I caught out of the corner. I pulled over actually and got out and went up to the fence line and looked. And I saw that it was a branded product called Falcon Fright Kites. Falcon Fright Kites.
Isn't that
something? And I thought, wait a second. They're using a kite that looks like a predatory bird to obviously scare away other types of predator birds that are obviously going to eat as many of the ripe grapes as possible. And I thought, what a great idea this is. And I did a little research and found out that these are locally made by a company called Falcon Crop Protection up in Healdsburg. And they've been around for a couple of years, but I probably have seen them before, but really didn't even notice what they were, because most vineyardists and large-scale growers, of course, have used netting, which is unbelievably costly, and tares. And as you know, birds can get caught in there, and they can actually eat right through the netting, no matter how small it is. And think of the labor costs to put that on. So that's been traditional. And then they use those cannons. Norse cannons, which, of course, everybody that lives within earshot of those in residential areas complains and calls the police and supervisors and screams and yells because, at least over in Napa, I have friends that live in Napa, they were starting shooting those off at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my dog doesn't like those.
And goes to 8 o'clock. And, of course, that's costly, too. It requires fuel and maintenance and all of that. And then, of course, there's scarecrows, and then there's all these other little items that are fixed. They don't move. Where this product actually moves in the wind. It only takes, according to their literature, 2 kilometers of wind to blow this in a random pattern, which is different.
What is holding it up in the air?
There's a pole. String? There's a pole system that goes anywhere from 20 to 70 feet.
Oh, my gosh. 70 feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, whatever the applications are.
Wow.
And then there's a tether line that goes out from the pole of about 30 feet. And so just the slightest bit of wind will activate this falcon. And it looks just like a real falcon. And birds, of course, are definitely afraid of falcons. They're a very aggressive predator. And most of the vineyardists, at least according to their website, report tremendous reduction in fruit loss because of this. And of course, it's environmentally friendly. I mean, I know it sounds like a sales pitch, but I was really impressed by this, that as I said, I pulled over and looked at the product in the wind, and it looked real to me. And if I were a bird, I'd stay clear. I'd go somewhere else, right?
I'm going to ask my friend Gary Blossy, who's a
So it's a natural pest control, pretty good. And it seems like it's fairly inexpensive. I think it's only a few $100 to install one of these. And it's adjustable as far as the height goes, depending on what your site and elevation are.
I wonder how you get it up, though, if it's a long, 30, 40 feet on a, plastic pole, I guess?
I'm not sure. I didn't do that much research. I didn't really look at the product carefully. I mean, I looked at it and I thought, wow, oh my gosh, look at this. And then got back in the car. But then I went online and took a look at it.
How many did you see in an area?
I saw probably 3 or 4 over a couple thousand yards or so.
So on the same property, you
think? The same property,
okay.
And, usually, remember that Mylar flash tape that everybody used for years and years and years? And I think the birds get used to it. They realize it's not going to get them. So I think that's one of the things that's probably better about this is the birds can't get used to it because it's a very random pattern.
Yeah.
And so the sound devices and the flash tape, and then remember the plastic owls?
Oh,
people
yes.
People were putting plastic owls up.
And snakes.
Yes. I think this is a pretty good idea.
So anyway, I think so. Yeah.
Next time you're driving around the vineyards and you see this, you'll know it's what it's called a falcon fright kite. So now you know.
Say that three times fast.
Falcon fright kite, falcon fright kite. So anyway, something we noticed
good.
By driving along the Highway 12 yesterday. So next time you see it, check it out. We'll take a couple email questions, and of course we can take live questions via phone if you're so inclined. 636-1350. Garden Talk continues. We've got a special guest coming in the second hour, one of our favorite people in the whole world, the Olive King of Sonoma County, Don Landis, and now we'll have to call him Professor Landis as he's teaching a pretty great course on olive, home olive production and curing at the SRJC. We'll learn more next hour.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
This is Noreen Evans. You deserve to be made whole for your losses from last October's wildfires. While you have 2 years from the date of the fire to file your claim against PG&E, filing as soon as possible gives us time to complete your case and have it ready for trial or settlement from PG&E. We will prepare a comprehensive list of the contents and property you lost, including trees. This will help make sure PG&E reimburses you what you deserve as soon as possible. We have an entire team of home content specialists who work with our clients every day to build a complete profile of what was lost. This information will be critical in making you whole and ensuring PG&E gives you what you deserve. Thousands have hired us already, and we're working to make their case files settlement ready. You can join them today and take action to hold PG&E accountable. Learn more or sign up online today at pgelawsuit.com or call us at 707-237-2445.
Noreen Evans of Watts Guerra LLP is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home, and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and master gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has an addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy, showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Good morning, Scott. Welcome to Garden Talk Live at KSRO. What can we do for you this morning? Hi. Hey there, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, Scott. What can we do for you?
I have to apologize because the music's still playing really loud on my phone. Oh, there we go. Are you there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I have a question about a dahlia. I planted them last year and out in the front of the house. Anyway, long story short, I only got two of them to come up out of about six or eight bulbs, so I think my soil probably isn't drained well enough. But the yellow one that bloomed was huge. I've never seen one this big, and I was curious if Gwen knew a certain variety. I mean, the one first flower we got off it was 10 inches wide.
So you have a dinner plate dahlia is what that
okay.
is.
Okay. Okay, dinner plate. That's somebody, my sister-in-law said something about a plate.
Okay.
Where can I get them?
Oh, you're too late now, or too early, however you want to look at it. But if you wait until April sometime in Golden Gate Park, the American Dahlia Society, or wait a minute, let's not go there yet. In September, the Heirloom Expo is going to be going on at the fairgrounds, and the dahlia, there's going to be a big dahlia show there. And so you can talk to them directly as to where you can get the tubers from.
Oh, okay, because, I mean, this flower was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Somewhere in the back of my head, Edison something or whatever is coming up, but I'm not good with the dahlia ID. We need to go to Master Gardener Jim Lang, who's the dahlia judge and participant and grower of 300 varieties, and he knows all of them. So if he's listening, he might email us the name of that. If not, then just head to the Heirloom Expo and talk to the Dahlia Society people there, and I'm sure they're going to have it on display.
Yeah, we should mention, we'll give them a plug right now, the National Heirloom Expo is coming September 11th through the 13th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and this year they're having the most magnificent, spectacular, colossal blooms ever seen on display at the annual the Dahlia Show. It's part of the Heirloom Festival, so you might want to check that out.
Oh, for sure. 11th through 13th?
Yeah, September 11th through the 13th. It's worth going, if you love dahlias, just to see this unbelievable display.
No, it sounds awesome. One other real quick question. I got a really good-looking female kiwi, because I can't seem to... My male's wonderful, but I got to get a female for the trellis system. And I got it from Urban Tree Farm, and it was really healthy-looking, and now it's starting to, like, lose its leaves. And I've kept it watered, so I haven't replanted it yet.
It's so it's in the ground?
No, it's still in the gallon container.
Oh, well, it probably ran out of food and maybe too much water, ran out of soil, ran out of everything, and it's should have been put in the ground a long time ago. So
yeah, I was holding off because out where I put it, I have to really redo the ground because I think they dried out. You know, I got to do a better job, bigger hole and all that. So I've been waiting until the ground get some rain or something.
Well, okay, so in the meantime, get a bigger pot and transplant it into that.
Okay.
So it doesn't continue to suffer or even die on you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. I will do that hopefully today.
Okay, and then the dahlias, the reason why you didn't get many to come up could be, they don't like a poorly drained soil. They like a lot of organic matter mixed in the soil, so it's easy to work with, and you don't plant them too deep. If you planted them too deep, then they have a hard time coming up. Too much water, of course, they'll rot. So they like certain conditions, and if you can do that, like you did with your yellow one, then you'll be very successful.
Hope that helps, Scott.
It does. One real quick thing on the bulbs. Dig them up or leave them?
I would dig them up every year because your soil... It probably is going to stay too wet for too long during the winter, and then they'll end up rotting on you.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
And another thing, check in the newspaper and keep an eye out for the Master Gardener Library Series when Jim Lang is going to give his dahlia talk.
Oh,
if he does, that you have to go to.
And there you'll must see. Huh?
He knows everything about dahlias, and he'll send you in the right direction, and you get all your information.
And one more thought before we turn you loose is there's a great company in Petaluma called Aztec Dahlias, and they're the largest growers of dahlias in Sonoma County. They're right there on Adobe Canyon Road. We had them on the show a couple months ago, and they're a great source of dahlia information and product also. You might want to check out their website, Aztec Dahlia.
Aztec Dahlia.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys were a great help.
Thanks so much. Good talking with you, Scott. Let's grab a call from Al, who's calling from Windsor this morning. Hi, Al. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning.
Yes, hi. I listen to your show all the time. It's really very entertaining and wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a one-acre south-facing slope home in the hills right up above Wickiup there, if you know where that is. There's a golf course there. Mm-hmm. And I have heard you say a few times that there are people that are experts on different species of trees. You were referring to a couple of people when we were you were talking about grafting, but I'm particularly interested in finding the species of trees that are a little more esoteric, like you were mentioning a few minutes ago, not just the usual, like the birches that have a very white bark, for example, in the front, where when they get bigger, they're quite dramatic. Or like dogwoods, not the Cornus nutalii, but the dogwood that grows very high, and even though it's deciduous, it would be good for a couple of places there. But do you have a reference for a person like that? And then I have another question, if you don't mind.
No, I don't have a reference, but the Western Garden Book, that has in the front section, you know, different, you know, specific things. So trees that have, you know, winter interest or berries or fall color and whatnot, you could look at that list. And then also I know Urban Tree Farm has an extensive list as to all these specifics that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So those two resources.
I have gone to Urban Tree Farm. I'm not that far away from there. And when I talk to the people there, it's hit and miss. You either get somebody that's pretty darn familiar with the species and others that are not so familiar.
Oh, well, you don't even have to go there. They have on their website, they have all their lists. So it makes it easy for you to check at home, do some research, and then go to any nursery and buy these plants.
We got about a minute left. Got about a minute left, Al.
Okay, I can cut this short then. I have, now it's a clay soil, and I would like to find out, is there the best way to, if I get larger species, larger samples, where I can drill down with a larger type of soil drill, an auger, and then in the clay soil, if I drill a hole, like say 2 feet wide or 3 feet wide, would that be a problem because the water might pool in that soil if I were to put much better soil in place of where the drilled hole is? And I'm a little worried about the clay and having the more poor soil.
The problem with using an auger is that you're going to really smooth out the sides of the hole. It's kind of glazes over, and then you really have a problem. You'll have like a big pot underground, and then that's where the roots are going to stay, and when the winter rains come, it fills up with water and it doesn't get out of that soil. So I think if you start with a 5 gallon or a 15 gallon tree and don't dig any deeper than the depth of the root ball, but just dig wider, add a few shovelfuls of compost material and plant correctly, and then put compost on top of the soil to cover bare soil. And then you just water correctly, you know, regularly throughout the growing season, but not in the winter. You know, there's a few steps that you need to follow, but don't do anything with an auger.
We're out of time for the hour. Thanks so much for calling, Al. If you need more information, call us back, please, the second hour.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market is bursting with wonderful fresh local fruits and vegetables from your favorite farmers and ranchers. Walker Apples is back, and Master Gardeners are available to answer gardening questions. Stop by the Beet Generation Farm. You'll find cucumbers, Romano beans, and Libby's own handmade pasta. Anna's Seafood offers a wide variety of fresh fish, and Strauss Family Dairy has a full line of dairy products, including yogurt and ice cream. The market now has, in addition to Two Rock Goat Cheese, Joe Matos and Pazzo Marco Dairy, showcasing their fabulous cow cheeses. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market has artisan foods ranging from fabulous bread, olive oils, marinades, tea blends, to hummus. Browse the artisan area for handcrafted gifts. Open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Win a Mustang, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Mustang Madness drawing on August 31st. You could win a Ford Mustang. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to 30,000 in prizes in the blazing hot slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
This is KSRO Santa Rosa. Hour number 2 of Garden Talk follows the news.